There is a brand new company that will quit your job for you. If you've ever seen somebody, or maybe it was you, who quit in an epic way from your job, maybe a very creative or maybe a really uncomfortable way, you can call us.
There's a radio personality that quit in the most epic way possible.
It's Inetta the Move said, and I told you I had a very important announcement, and here it is. I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder, people lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I don't have to take it.
You know what's funny? The first time I heard this, I didn't realize this. I didn't think about this. She's still even doing her job. She's keeping the music going.
She didn't stop it down.
I think she's like on a hip hop.
She's keeping the music going. She's still doing her job.
Yeah. She did it fast before somebody came in the studio and ripped her out.
That's true. Yep. They potted it down, the music. They were like, wait, what's going on?
Dummy, I know how to find another job, but I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me. And if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing.
No.
I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified, and after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me. But Inetta will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. Mm. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Inetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by, that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
On the big station.
That's hilarious.
She was right into the
voice guy goes from the big station into the swimmer.
It's so epic.
That is a good way to quit, huh?
She should have been on a morning show with that person.
Should have.
She was stuck doing afternoon driving, yeah. Let's go to Carmen. Carmen, what is a way that you quit?
So I went on break and I never came back.
What kind of company was it, Carmen?
It was Forever 21.
Oh.
I kind of have to give a backstory as to why I did it that way.
Okay.
My boss treated me like crap. And I had my work bestie. She didn't understand why. Our boss was so mean to me all the time. And she would have, like, company meetings just to bash me, but she wouldn't say my name, but everybody knew she was talking about me.
Wow.
So I wrote her a letter describing how bad she was to me and how God does not take that lightly as to when you treat his people badly. And I left it on her desk. I clocked out and I left.
Oh, you should have sent it up to her boss too.
Yeah, copy everybody on it.
So actually, they found her, the actual company found out about it, and they, so what happened, a customer had shut my finger in the door, and I had asked her for, like, one of those forms where you have to fill out when you're injured at work, and she said that that's not what that's for, and I was like, well, I want to fill it out anyway. She threw it away.
Wow.
The company found out about that, and they fired her.
Wow. All right. Well, you were younger then?
Yes, I was definitely younger then.
All right. Take a break and never come back.
Sure.
Quite the break. Thank you. Let's go to AML Jose. Jose, how did you quit a job in an epic fashion?
Took all the food with him.
Oh, damn.
You little Oompa Loompa.
That's right.
Nothing I can do about it.
Fire with fire, Jose.
All right, Jose, go ahead. How'd you quit?
Okay, so I used to be a sitter at a hospital. And
sure you were.
Anyway. Oh, my gosh. That was huge. Team Wells, baby. Let's go.
Let's go, Jose. Share your story, bud.
Anyways, I had to watch patients, okay? I put in my 2 weeks' notice, and I went in for a little overtime. There was a cop that was with me because the patient was going to be under arrest when they left the hospital.
Oh, man.
But I told the cop, I'll be back when I'll get me something to drink. And the cop said, okay, we'll see you in a little bit then. And I never came back. I quit. That's how I quit. So I lied to a cop.
Wow. Why didn't you like the job?
I don't know. It was COVID going on during that time, and
yeah,
these patients were going crazy, and I had enough of it.
Just sitting
had enough
there.
Of being in a hospital.
Yeah, I feel you.
That was it.
All right, Jose. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's go to Corey. Corey, how'd you quit in an epic way?
So I worked for a nonprofit, and my boss was what I felt like pretty unstable, difficult to work with. Mm-hmm. So I did the right thing. I found a new job, and I put in a two-week notice, and she was very disappointed in me, but asked me to create the job posting for my replacement, which I thought was fine. So I created the job posting and posted it to my LinkedIn to say, hey, there's a great nonprofit, even though it wasn't, to come and work for them. And when I came into work on Monday, she was very upset that I had, you know, kind of let the cat out of the bag, that I was leaving. And so she said, you know what? That is just not professional. You're fired. So she fired me.
What? I quit, this bitch.
I already quit.
You cannot fire me. I already quit.
Well, that's not the best part. The best part is she said, oh, crap, can you show me how to make edits to our website? And, like, because I was doing marketing, so I was managing the website and the social media. She was like, can you show me how to do all of that? And I said, are you kidding me?
No.
You've got to be out of your mind.
Yeah, it sounds unstable.
I hope that you turned around and walked out on that moment. I hope so.
No, unfortunately, I cried like a little wuss. And I hate it. Don't you hate that whenever you start crying and you're like, no.
And then you showed her?
Yeah, so no, I didn't show her. I couldn't. I did have like an emotional outburst of sorts. And I got my
of sorts. What'd you say? Yeah. You remember what you said. What'd you say?
If you I do, but I don't think you're allowed to say that on the radio.
Oh, okay. Oh wow, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I got my things and I left. And anyway, I think maybe a month or two later, there was like an article in the newspaper about the new person that had come into this role, and there was totally a jab at me in the article. It said, this new coordinator, it wants to do things very different than the last coordinator.
I know.
So,
anyway. It's petty. Well, here, if someone leaves, not quitting, but if somebody, like, we're laid off, they don't ask them how to do anything that they do. And then we have a meeting afterwards, like, what did they do?
What did they do, and how do we do it?
And like, oh, crap, we got to do that now. This isn't fun. All right, thank you, Corey. Great story.
Oh, man, the audacity. That's just crazy to me.
It's you're an insane person.
And then that does not stick. She cannot say that manager say, and then we fired her.
Right.
She quit first.
Quit, and you're like, no, you're fired. No,
That doesn't work that way.
I like that style.
Let's go to some Jason do. No.
Quit. But you're fired.
You're fired.
No,
I quit. Show me how to do it.
You almost got to record everything when you go in there. Bruce, how'd you quit in an epic way?
I was working at Papa John's while I was in high school. And I was there probably 3 years before I quit. During the Tuesday rush of the little $7 pizzas, I got tired of dealing with all the trainees and them making more than I was. So I took my shirt off with a room full of customers and threw it at the manager's face and walked out.
Better ingredients?
Pizza. What are you doing now? Are you still in the pizza business?
No, I'm a repair technician.
Okay. All right, very cool.
Wow.
I used to work at Papa John's. You would see frustrated drivers all the time.
Yeah, I can see. I wonder if he, like, stripped down to just his bare chest.
Oh, I should have asked him.
Or if it was his white T-shirt or something underneath.
Some drivers didn't wear shirts underneath.
I can see that.
Or whatever he did inside. Yeah.